Well, a lot of things have transpired since, we got the news last Thursday. I think number one, we had a great team meeting, and we were able to, I don't know if it was a celebration, a funeral, or however you want to say what it was, but we all talked, we all laughed, we all cried. And I think it was kind of like a healing deal for us, and it really helped us move on. So I think that was really important. And then, we were able to, because we did have a good year, we were able to talk about a lot of the good things and, and then how it ended with us cutting down the nets on senior day and really a perfect ending, to what I thought was a terrific regular season. So, I think that was good. There's still part of you, like last night at 6 o'clock, you're waiting for the selection show. That was hard. We know we had a really good team. We know that we, could have maybe done some things, could have lost in the first round. We could have advanced to a Final Four. Who knows? We'll never know. But that makes it hard. I will say every day gets a little bit easier. And then as you see this coronavirus grow, that the NCAA made the right decision. So it was tough at the time, but it was the right thing to do.
Hey, Coach. Just on, obviously, it's just a couple of days removed, but with all the like the cancellation and even the recruiting on-site and off-site recruiting measures that have been kind of shut down. Just like, how are you? Are you just kind of in a state of limbo right now when it comes to all that stuff? Like, how are you managing that?
Well, it's different. So I woke up Saturday morning and cleaned out a closet, cleaned out a storage room, and worked out. And it was 10:30 in the morning, and I was just like, "Okay, this ain't gonna work." I mean, it was just so used to being busy, and then all of a sudden you didn't have much to do. So you got to figure it out. Now we're not allowed to go out and recruit. We're not allowed to work our players out. Obviously, most of our kids have left campus. If not, they're gonna leave campus soon. And that's at least a 2 week situation for us. So recruiting's gonna be hot and heavy. It's just you can't go see people and you can't have them on campus. So it's gonna be more phone call type thing, and there'll be a lot of action going on. So it's very unique. It's funny, when you're really busy, like you wish you could have vacation, and now it's kind of like forced vacation, so to speak, even though you're still working. But it's weird not being able to go to the office. It's weird not being able to go recruit. It's a unique time, but we're making the best of it. We had a an hour-long conference call with my staff this morning, and just trying to keep the ball rolling. We're all in different places, but it's one of those things where hopefully we can get refreshed and do a good job recruiting here in the spring, whenever it does open back up.
Hey, Mark. Kind of, if you could describe some of what transpired in that meeting, was there anybody in particular that you remember having something especially uplifting to say, or what was kind of the tenor of all of that that went down on Friday?
Well, what was crazy is it was a logistics meeting. So we were just going to talk about school, online classes, when you're going home, when you're coming back. It was more about that. And then I just started talking about the season and the good times and the and then we went through every player, and then every player spoke, and it was more like just talking about what a great year it was, thanking guys for being great kids. Egos never got in the way, guys sacrificed, that's why we were champions. And it's funny, when I went through every player in the room, I realized why we won a championship. Because everybody in the room just did everything they possibly could to help us be successful. So sometimes when you're right in the middle of it, you don't see that. And but when you go through them individually, and then guys spoke. I don't want to put guys on the spot and who spoke, who didn't speak, and all that kind of stuff. But it was emotional for some guys. But it was also like, a lot of thank yous and this and that, and we had just as many smiles and laughs as we did tears. So it was really a great meeting, and I think a lot of people were able to say things they wanted to say, thank people, you know, some guys are moving on. And so it was much needed, and it just, I don't know if it could have gone better. And I think it really just helped all of us move on from something we've never had to move on from before. So I think it was real important, even though it's still tough. It's still really tough, but it was a great meeting.
Hey, Coach, considering the circumstances, was there any better way for Anthony Cowan to go out cutting down the net to Xfinity in front of the home fan?
No, I don't think you could have written it any better. And, you know, there's a reason that all of it went down the way it went down the last few weeks of the season. And think about that. Get a curtain call your last time in front of your home fans, and just a great career, and played excellent in the game. And, yeah, I mean, I don't know if Anthony, if it's really hit him yet that it's over. I think he was kind of numb the first couple of days. He doesn't really say a lot anyway. But I think in hindsight, you look back, you know, it was a great ending. You know, it's like Emily's question, the what ifs, you know, what if he would have led us to a Final Four and got, you know, those kind of things that always be tough. But no, it was a great storybook ending for him and his career. And I think about him going off the way he did, Melo Trimble going off the way he did, you know, making the three against Michigan State, his last shot in the building, and pretty remarkable stuff for a couple of local point guards that did great things for our program.
Hey, Coach, how are you?
Good, Lana. How you doing?
Good. So you touched on this a little bit, but can you just kind of walk me through what these past, you know, few days have, you know, looked like for you and the team, just kind of adjusting to the abrupt end of the season?
Well, we went to class on Friday, and we had some guys that had some homework due before spring break hit, and so a lot of them stuck around till Saturday night or Sunday because it was due whenever it was due. So we had a lot of guys do that. A lot of local kids are just going back and forth from the apartments to their house with their family. I think there's, you know, Josh Tomas obviously can't go home. He's not allowed to. So he's around. Joel's not allowed to go. He wouldn't go home anyway, but he'll travel a little bit. So this week, spring break, no classes next week. We asked guys if they're behind to get caught up during this time, which is a normal kind of thing sometimes this time of year when you're so busy. But I think everybody's caught up. The weird part is just not seeing them. You know, not seeing guys for 2 weeks is really unusual. Especially during the school year. That's probably the hardest part. So a lot of phone conversations, a lot of texts, you know, just keeping everybody on the same page. But they're not allowed to work out. So that's, like our gym's closed, you know, all that kind of stuff. So really social distancing is what, you know, America's going to be forced to do, I think, here in the next couple of weeks. And so it's unusual. Guys aren't used to not lifting. Guys aren't used to not getting in the gym and shooting, and they're going to have to do that. So it's a unique time. It is what it is. I just hope that, you know, everything gets back to normal sooner than later. I think that's the big key, but it's different. There's no doubt about it, but most of our guys will be home during this 2 week stretch.
So in terms of the future of your players, you know, in particular, Jalen and Anthony, you know, with Jalen obviously having to make a decision of whether or not he's going to declare for the draft, and Anthony not knowing if the NCAA will grant a waiver, you know, for winter athletes to have another year of eligibility. How are you, I guess, navigating all that uncertainty, and what's your conversations like with them about those things?
I haven't even approached it with them. I think we're all still a little raw what's happened with what's going on. I don't expect when you play 99% of your season for kids to get a year back. I mean, what would that do to record books and things like that? I know it's an unusual circumstance, but I don't even know if Anthony would come back. You know, I haven't talked to him, but I don't know if he would or not. I haven't talked to Jalen and his family about his future. And what we're going to do, it's just, I don't think the timing's right now. We're still kind of, you know, today's Jalen's birthday. I think he turns 20 today. So, you know, it's one of these things where let's get back to a little bit normalcy, which it won't happen for a while, but just the way we're thinking and that we've accepted totally accepted that there's no NCAA tournament and all that kind of stuff. But, you know, you guys will be first to know when rules change or, you know, what happens with Jalen. But right now, we haven't even approached it.
Good morning, Mark. Hey, Dan. In the fall, we had a brief conversation about, you know, did you really like this team? And at the time, you weren't ready to say that you really like this team. At what point during the season did you decide that, you know what, I really like how this team is playing together? What are you going to take from these guys? And how has coaching this team made you a better coach for the future?
You know, I always liked them as we went on. I think it's when we won at Indiana. I was like, okay, there's something in this group. And then they continued to do it at Illinois, and then at Michigan State, and then the unbelievable comeback at Minnesota when really didn't play well and nothing was going our way. And so with each one of those victories, you just learn to respect this group and how they played together and how they put egos aside and just did what they had to do to win. And, you know, individually, it's just a really, really good group of guys. And they sacrificed a lot. That's the hard thing about the tournament. You sacrifice so much, not only during the season, but in the summers. You know, you stay away from your families, you know, all that kind of stuff. So that's what really makes it hard. But I think it was just the admiration of, you know, we were playing a certain way, and then at Christmas we had to change the way we played, and we moved sticks to the five permanently and started to shoot more threes. Even though we couldn't make them, we felt like that was the best thing for our team, and it really helped us. And, you know, defensively, it was just a dynamite team until the very end, and I think we were going to get that back. We played a little bit better against Michigan. We had time to practice, and I think it would have shown in postseason. But, you know, I think what I've learned is, you know, you recruit character, you recruit good kids. You got to have talent. You know, obviously we had talent too, but we had just a really good group of guys. And just, you know, we had our family problems. We had guys in and out of trouble, in and out, you know, whatever, you know, nothing I need to talk about, but we had our problems. And just, you know, just investing in people and at a high level, we just were able to really invest in each player. And, you know, as a head coach and as assistants, and when you invest in young people, it's usually a good thing. And it really showed that this season.
Mark, as someone whose life kind of revolves around basketball, what are you going to do during the next few weeks to kind of pass the time without basketball?
You know, that's a great question. You know, I'm going to spend more time with my kids. Obviously they're in the house forced, learning from home. So I think that's important. You know, we're going to continue to work. I'm probably going to do some things, you know, X and O's wise for next season already or for the summer. And, you know, recruiting is a big deal, and just a lot of things within your program you want to make better. Obviously, the practice gym is something that we've started. We've announced it, but we still have a lot of work to do. I wash my hands with it during the season, so I'm sure we've fallen behind because I'm one of those guys that's pretty relentless when I have the time. So that'll be something that I work on moving forward. But it's a unique time. It's really strange. You're going to have patience because we can't recruit for a month physically, in person or off campus. It's going to slow down the process of what our roster is going to look like next season. We still, you know, we need to do some things for our roster next season. Even though we have a lot of great players coming back, we still need to add some pieces. So patience is going to be a big thing for me, which I don't have, to figure out, you know, what until we get our roster done, you know, heading into the summer and for next season. But it's unique. It's unique for all of us. And just, you know, just pray that this coronavirus isn't going to be as bad as everybody's saying, and that, you know, people do actually isolate themselves, and, you know, in the next few weeks, the numbers start to go down. I think that's the best case scenario for all of us, and we can get back to being normal. because it's not normal right now. So, and I know everybody feels the same way out there, whether you're a basketball coach or you run a business or, you're a mom or whatever, it's different right now. So we got to make the best of it and just see where it takes us.